Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chunky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. It's a Friday. That means time for Fridays with Feinstein. The best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, joins us right now. Brought to you by Golfdom. Golfdom is ready to serve the local golf market. They've been doing it for 39 years. It is their 39th golf season. Come see the latest equipment, apparel, shoes, accessories, and more at Golfdom in Tysons or at golfdomgolf.com. Golfdom, live the game. Good morning, John.
Good morning, fellas. How's everybody doing?
Good. So, John, there was a plethora of options on TV last night from the NBA playoffs to, I know that you really follow international soccer closely, to...
I do know what's going on, by the way, in soccer. I do sort of follow it. It's not like I sit and watch games from beginning to end, but I know Euro's going on. I know what happened with Larson last Saturday, the guy from Denmark, which is, you know,
well, hey, you know more than
crazy.
Me. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm bringing this up because I was at a sports bar. I was at Yard House last night, and there were a bunch of options on TV, and I'm wondering, what is John Feinstein's number one choice last night? From NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs.
Oh, I know what it was.
You've got U.S. Open. What are you watching last night?
I was watching and suffering with the Islanders.
Yeah.
Because, as I've said to you guys before, they're kind of the one professional team, I don't know why, but that I still have real emotion about. I mean, I grew up a Jets fan. I'm still a Mets fan. I gave up on the Knicks years ago when Pat Riley was the coach because I couldn't stand him or the way they played. But I do care about the Islanders. I'm sort of amazed they're in the semis again. I think they're going to lose to Tampa again because Varlamov's a very good goalie. I think Vasiliev's a better goalie. And the Islanders just don't have anybody to match Stamkos or Braden Point. So I think it'll probably be the same outcome as it was a year ago, unfortunately. But they got this far, and all credit to both Lou Lamoriello and Barry Trotz for that.
And that really kills cakes. Anytime Barry Trotz is succeeding.
I know. And again, we've gone over this 100 times. I think it's clear that Ted made a mistake not finding a way to keep Trotz 3 years ago, and the results sort of bear that out. And I don't think that's a second guess either. I think a lot of people in D.C. Thought it was a mistake to let a guy walk right after he won the Stanley Cup. And people said, well, what had he done before that? Well, he's been a very solid coach who, like a lot of good coaches, didn't have that championship to crown his career, and then he got it. And he was allowed to leave, and it was a mistake. Mistakes, but the good news is, if you're a Cavs fan, cakes here. This will make you feel good,
okay.
Better. I hope.
All right.
But they've got a good coach in place. Peter Laviolette's a very good coach who has also won a Stanley Cup. And I think they got it right. They made a mistake letting Trotz walk. They paid for it for a couple of years, and now I think they have a good coach in place. The question is, as the window closed on these great players who won the Stanley Cup 3 years ago.
So, John, that kind of dovetails into Coach Brooks. I thought that the longer this was playing out, that he would they would actually have a chance to just run it back because of the close relationship with Russell Westbrook. I thought, you know, there's some continuity there would have helped, but I guess Tommy Shepard, you know, huddled with Ted and all the other guys from Monumental and realized, look, this is not the path we're going to go down. They're going to make a change. No offer for Brooks. So now the Wizards are in the market, it seems like, with six or seven other teams now for a new head coach here in D.C.
Yeah, there are a lot of jobs open, and there's going to be a bidding war for Rick Carlisle. I can tell you that right now. I you know, we don't know what happened with Tommy and Brooks and Ted. I wonder if Brooks didn't say, I want another five-year deal, and they weren't willing to commit for that long, and he might have said, okay, then let's just move on, because he knows there are six or seven jobs open, and I think Scott Brooks might very well get hired for one of those jobs, because he is a good basketball coach. I mean, he's not a great basketball coach based on his record, but he's a good basketball coach, and I think he'll probably get a job. Carlisle will have a job whenever he wants it. It could be before I'm off the air this morning. But if I'm Ted and Tommy Shepard, if I'm going to make this move and go away from sort of a good standard issue NBA coach, why not maybe think out of the box a little bit? And I know people always say, don't hire college coaches. They always fail. They almost always go to coach bad teams. Mm-hmm. That's why they fail most of the time, because they're with bad teams and bad franchises. And it is worth noting that even though it's a few hundred years ago, the only time this team ever won an NBA title, it was coached by a former college coach.
Well, you know what? It's interesting you bring that up, though, because I tweeted yesterday, I love the Wizards. I root for them, but I expect nothing different. And I like Tommy Shepard. He seems like, you know, he's on top of it.
I think Tommy's done a solid job.
Yeah, I like him. But if you look at their history, since they won their championship, and I remember watching it, as I said, I had tinfoil on my black and white TV. I'm old enough to remember that.
You and me both.
Right. But since then, they've had one coach with a winning record, and that was Bernie Bickerstaff, who was here for like a season and a half. So I expect nothing different. For whatever reason, this franchise is broken. And you can't just blame Ted. You know, that's under Abe's leadership, too. I mean, it is what it is.
Yep. No, you're right. I mean, the history of the last, 42 years, dating back to when they played in that second straight finals against the Sonics, is really bad. It's not just not good. It's really bad. And it says a lot, I think, that when they played well down the stretch, and again, you look at the schedule, that helped. But, I mean, Russell Westbrook was ungodly, and Bradley Beal was great. But when they played well to end up, four games under 500 and tied for ninth place overall in the East, people acted like they were playing in the finals in this town. And I think that's because of what you're saying, that it's been so long since this franchise has been any good. I mean, when they won a couple first round series, several years ago, again, people acted like they were the Lakers or something. And you need to set the bar higher. And that's why I'm saying maybe they ought to think out of the box. But I could understand, if I was a lifelong Wizards fan, why I'd be a bit pessimistic.
Yeah. All right. You have to have you talk about the Open here. And this is kind of a trivial question to lead it off, but there's a guy here in second place right now lurking. I think he's in second. He's right there near the top of the leaderboard, who's won a major championship. He's got seconds in all the others. He's always in the mix. I'm a huge fan of his. But, John, our media is so lazy that we've bastardized his name, and we've just accepted it, and it's bothered me for 15 years. And I have audio proof of it. When Louis Wusthuizen first came here to the United States, I remember it was it might have been Judy Rankin. She asked him. It was like he was leading like after the first round. How do you pronounce your name? And he said, Wusthuizen. I had the audio. And I had a fight with Steve Sands about it. And everybody calls him Usti and Wusthuizen. And it's one of my, I guess I have a lot of pet peeves. It's one of my top ones.
Well, I think Usti is okay because it's a shortening of the way the name is spelled. But I remember when he was first asked about it was when he won the Open Championship back in 2010.
Right. That's what I'm talking about.
And I think he's tied for the lead, isn't he?
He's 4 under.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's a hell of a player. I mean, he's a guy who could have had 4 or 5 majors. He lost the Open to Zach Johnson in a playoff a few years ago. He's been second, like you said, a bunch of times. And if he were to win this week, and we're a long way off, obviously, but if he were to win this week, you got to look at his resume and say, he's a Hall of Famer.
100%.
I mean, there are a lot of guys in the Hall of Fame with one major title. Colin Montgomery is in the Hall of Fame with no major titles. So if he adds a second major, and given all the other times he's contended and how good a player he's been for as long as he's been, absolutely. I mean, he's terrific. I'll tell you an interesting little piece of trivia about him. He carries his own bed from PGA Tour stop to PGA Tour stop. He has one of the caddies drive it in a truck because he has a very sensitive back. He's had some back issues.
Wow.
He found years ago what he thought was the perfect, you know, bed, box spring, whatever. And he has it carried from place to place for him so he can sleep on the same bed no matter where he is.
That is so unreal.
Sleep number bed, hopefully.
That's for a piece of trivia. Yeah.
That is unreal. That's a good nugget.
Yeah, what's his sleep number saying?
Yeah. that's a really good nugget, John.
He hopes his sleep number is 1 this weekend.
So I also,
and I'd love to see him win, by the way, because he's a really, really good guy.
Me too. I'm rooting for him. Another guy that I don't necessarily love, we've talked about him a million times. I know you're a Brooks Koepka guy. You think he's a good guy, and I accept that. I know you like him. I will respect him, though. I will never not respect his game. I tweeted that, and I saw this from somebody else, another writer, that since 2016, I think he's 84 under par in the majors, 61 shots better than anybody else over the last 5 years in the majors. He's so dominant. He's in perfect position. I would never bet against him this week.
Yeah, I mean, he's won 4 majors, 2 Opens and 2 PGAs. He also finished second to Gary Woodland at the Open in 2019. He finished tied for second to Tiger at the Masters in 2019. And he's one of those guys, he's a little bit like, forgive me for bringing up the Mets, Jacob deGrom. You wonder what kind of numbers he'd be putting up if he could just stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's so good when he's healthy, and even when he's 80 or 90%, he's still really good. And I mean, again, he's already in the Hall of Fame with 4 major titles, and he may win another 3 or 4 before he's done. He's only 31 years old, for crying out loud. His biggest problem in life right now is Bryson DeChambeau, and I think he can handle him.
Yeah. Well, I mean
off the course.
I understand. Do you think that Brooks, has it changed your opinion of him a little bit? Because we've had guys on here that say this is clearly a calculated move by Brooks, kind of poking fun, trying to bring a little more interest. That somebody said, I think it was Rich Lerner, that said, you know, he was frustrated that he got no votes, remember that, for like player of the year or whatever it was.
Yep.
In 2018, yep. I think it was, and that Brooks is trying to kind of raise his profile a little bit.
You know, I know the guy. I've dealt with the guy. I wouldn't claim to know him well. I think, you know, I'm sure you guys saw the tape of the interview that was going on with Todd Lewis.
Yes.
And DeChambeau walks behind him, and he gets distracted, and you saw the whole thing. I think it's more that he just doesn't like Bryson DeChambeau. And he's also a guy who's not going to back down from a fight, whether it's, you know, on social media or wherever. I would want to fight him in person, that's for sure. But I just think, and there are a lot of guys who don't like DeChambeau, by the way.
Yeah, for sure.
Because of his pace of play and because of some of his attitudes and because he's always self-promoting. But so I think it's more that than him saying, oh, I'm gonna up my profile. I don't think he cares about his profile. I think he reminds me a little bit of the famous story years ago when Jeremy Foley, the AD, called Steve Spurrier about going back to Florida after his disastrous time here in Washington, and Steve said, "Yeah, I'd be interested in coming back." And Jeremy Foley says, "Well, could you send me your resume?" And Spurrier said, "Jeremy, you want to see my resume? Walk out into your trophy room." And I think Brooks's attitude is, you know, you want to know who I am? Come look at my U.S. Open and my PGA Championship trophies. I really think he's one of those guys. I remember interviewing him before the President's Cup team was picked in 2015, and he wanted to be on the team to have the experience of playing in something like that before the Ryder Cup the next year, which he was almost a lock to be on. He wasn't in the points system the year before because he'd been playing in Europe for the President's Cup. And I remember him saying to me, look, I know the team will be better if I'm on it. I just hope Jay Haas figures that out. And Jay Haas didn't pick him, and they barely won. But the point is, the guy has unbelievable self-confidence, which the great players tend to have. I mean, mm-hmm. they think they're going to make every putt and win every tournament. But the other guy who's lurking, who you know I'm always rooting for, is Rory.
Mm-hmm. What is he, 2 under? That's what I last.
One under. He's 3 back. He's 3 back. But given the way he started in majors the last few years, that's
poorly.
A great start for him because he's usually 3 over the first round and then comes and has a backdoor top 10 or something like that.
Right. Anybody else that you're kind of rooting for that's on the board?
Yeah, I mean, I he's not really on the board, but I'm a Jordan Spieth guy, as mm-hmm. you know. I'm a big Rory guy. Gary Woodland started well and then faded yesterday. Gary Woodland is one of the good guys out there, and one of the reasons I like him so much is he likes golf. He likes basketball better than he likes golf.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he started in college as a basketball player.
Right.
He was at a D3 school. He tells a great story about them playing an exhibition game against Kansas,
right?
And he came out of the exhibition game and said, nope, I'm not good enough at this sport. I better try golf. And
right.
It's worked out pretty well for him.
Yeah, for sure. All right, thank you, John. Appreciate it. Good stuff. Have a good weekend.
All right, guys. Yep. Hey, happy Father's Day to all you guys.
Same you too. Yep. You too.
Yeah.
Enjoy
thank you.
It.
Thanks.
All right. I could size major week. Sorry. Hate to dominate that with a golf conversation
no,
there
fine.
At the end. But
I mean,
do
I understand
get
it's big.
Yeah.
And technically, I did watch it. It was on TV.
Yeah, you were around while it was on the television.
Did you watch any cakes?
A few shots.
I think I watched more than cakes.
I watched a few shots.
You know, I told Drabby. You know, Drabby's gotten.
And I liked it. It was actually on at night.
I loved it.
I like it.
I watched it all day.
I did not do.
I know. As soon as I got home, it was on Peacock.
But the Stunner has actually played golf yesterday.
Oh yeah. Wait, did you want to give a shout out?
I played over at Laidensville.
That's your guy.
Yeah.
That's your blue mash.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Matt's a big listener of the show. He's been listening to the show for like 20 years.
Right.
Good dude.
I do have a complaint about Peacock, though. I don't think it's the smoothest operation.
I almost didn't know it existed. I just heard about Peacock a few weeks ago.
No, I found out because that Kevin Costner show, I think, is on Peacock. What's that one?
Yellowstone?
Yeah. And I started watching that like a year ago.
Okay.
And then it's just too much.
It tailed off.
Just too much for me.
Gotcha.
But but Peacock, have you been on that channel, Drabby?
No, but I do know that it has some lagging because a lot of the soccer fans complain about
it. Dude, there's a lag issue.
That's the problem with streaming sometimes.
No, but it's like it's the worst channel
I know.
Of anyone. I stream everything. It's the worst channel in the country.
You don't want soccer hooligans upset
with
you.
You just go to the menu and you go, it's because it starts out on browse. So I know I'm talking to the soccer fans out there. They know this. And then you want to go click it over to sports. It takes 5 minutes. You have to hit the button and you wait and it lags and lags and lags. That goes to movies. Then you have to hit it again and it lags and lags and lags. And then you have to hit enter and then it goes down. Then you have to slide over, you know, 3 bots. It takes forever.
You know what doesn't lag, EB? The Odyssey app. Nice and smooth. Look at that plug. I'm a company guy.
Yeah. Aren't you an endorser?
That's not an Xfinity problem. That's an NBC problem.
Well, Comcast owns NBC.
Yeah.
Rick.
It's an NBC. It's a bad channel.
You got to connect a bunch of dots here, Travis.
Yeah,
it's fine.
I'm not blaming Xfinity
you
for
do
it.
You.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming Xfinity for it. I'm just saying it is what it is.
All right. Coming up next, we will switch gears, open up EB's entertainment page here on The Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are the guys from the Spin Doctors millionaires?
Why do you bring up the Spin Doctors when we're listening to Third Eye Blind?
Oh, this is. I'm such a music dog. It is Third Eye Blind.
Spin, I don't know.
That's hilarious. Well, they did come up with Two Princes and Little Miss Can't
Be
Wrong, which were massive hits back when we were in college.
They should be.
Huge hits.
All right, how about Third Eye Blind? Millionaires?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Millionaires. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, dude, he had so many hits.
This song is
Who's the lead singer?
Jenkins. Stephen Jenkins.
Stephen Jenkins.
Yeah. He actually can't sing live.
I'm going to say they're full-on millionaires. Absolutely.
100%.
Just on this song alone. But they had a bunch of other sillies, too.
Stephen Jenkins, according to Celebrity Net Worth,
yeah.
$16 million.
Yeah, you're
16.
Yeah. 16 million.
You think he's
probably low.
You think he's belting out Two Princes? You get your head swimming over there.
Put in the millionaires,
huh?
I mean, what a dumb question.
Can you cue up Two Princes for me, Cody?
The problem is the guy from the Spin Doctors lost his voice for years.
That's right.
I'm not sure if he ever got it back.
Don't remember his name.
Type in lead singer for Spin Doctors. Here, I'm going to ask. Okay, Google.
Chris Barron.
Yeah, is. Here, let me see.
By the way, just that you want to feel old, that song that Cody just played.
Oh, he's kind of nubby. He's only worth $1.5 million net worth.
Yeah, because Semi-Charmed Life, greater than anything the Spin Doctors ever put out. That song's 24 years old, by the way. Semi-Charmed Life.
Right.
You want to feel old? That's because it's going down the road of becoming a classic rock tune.
Dude,
all right, well, I just mixed them up. Third Eye Blind and Spin Doctors.
This is Spin Doctors. This is their crowning achievement, in my opinion.
Doesn't sound like the previous song.
I don't know. I don't know if they sound alike or not.
I don't think so.
I
mean, you know the song, Drabby, but this is...
I mean, I've heard the song a million times.
Of course you have.
And I know the name Spin Doctors, but I wanted to put them together.
So this song wasn't, like, important to you. Like, you don't even like music.
No. Can we play the Third Eye Blind again?
I think John DePapa's driving off the road with all the music.
I'm kind of with JP. They are pretty similar.
Yeah.
I think they do sound pretty similar.
All right, maybe the drums at the beginning.
Dude, it's pretty similar.
Yeah, we have a lawsuit on our hands here? Should Spin Doctors be suing Third Eye Blind?
Aren't they similar?
I'm kind of with you.
All right, play the Spin Doctors again. Hang in there, Cody. This song is awesome.
By the way, say along these same lines, I might be going to see a triple bill. That's a full-on just 90s nostalgia Triple Bell because my wife is obsessed with Sugar Ray. We all know
she
this.
Still is.
Can we guess
still
the other
is.
Band?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, Lit is going to be one of them.
Lit is not on this bill.
Really? Why do you think Lit?
Sugar Ray and Lit have toured together a thousand times.
I saw
times.
Lit a couple years ago with Thommy DeLay before he left for Cincinnati, and I'll never see him again probably, at Union Jack's in Gaithersburg.
What about Matchbox 20?
By the way, I don't think that exists anymore.
No, I don't believe it's still there. It is not Matchbox 20, but you're close with, you know.
The lead singer?
They're contemporaries.
Who's the lead singer of Matchbox 20?
Rob Thomas.
Rob Thomas.
Candlebox.
Yeah. So many hits. No. Incorrect.
What about my guy Art Alexis from Everclear?
That's a great guess.
Yeah.
But it's incorrect. And I believe, to get just give you some context, I think this is at the Anne Arundel County Fair. Ooh. I mean, that's where all these bands wind up. The nostalgia acts, but hey, if you're gonna get if
they're
the
gonna
count,
pay you, look, I know.
Yeah,
it's
the
job.
County Fair is gonna stroke Sugar Ray and these other two bands checks for $15,000 or $20,000.
Wasn't Mark McGrath hosting Entertainment Tonight or something
yes,
like that
at one
for
point?
A while.
Yeah, he's a hustler.
All right, so it's Sugar Ray.
Yes,
we've already guessed Candlebox, Matchbox 20.
By the way, I just to give you a little more context, I'm not a huge fan of these other two bands. They're fine, but. And I've seen one
was
of them
one
before.
Of them huge?
They're both, like, during their times, they're both pretty big bands.
Three Doors Down.
Not Three Doors Down. Another solid guess, but no.
All right, just give it to us. Right, we've already had, like, five guesses.
No, I want a clue.
All right, a clue for one.
How many words in the name of the band?
In one, it's... one word. In the second band, two words.
All right, that's not enough of a clue.
All right, the one with two words, it's an alcohol, is the first of the two words.
Gin Blossoms.
Okay. That's one of the two.
Right.
Now, I've seen them before. All of their music tends to sound the same to me after the first song or two.
All right.
The second band, that's still a good show. The second band, a cheesy band, but they had some hits.
All right, give me another.
Cake? I'm not a fan. No, not cake.
Come on, give me another
one word. It's a one word.
Give me a clue about the word. You know, like if we were playing password.
Okay. what's the word I would use? I don't know.
You don't have a synonym for the title?
Not really.
Give us a name. The initials of the lead singer.
I don't know the lead singer's name.
All right, what is it then? I give up.
Smash Mouth.
Oh, I
don't get that size.
Yeah. What's the lead singer's name? That guy's famous.
I don't know the dude's name.
That guy, is it like Bubba or something?
I don't know their names. How would I know the names of the band members of Smash Mouth?
That's such a fairground.
Steve Harwell.
That's what I'm saying.
Steve Harwell.
That's what I'm saying. This is a perfect trio of bands to play at a county fair.
He's
it
worth
makes
$5
sense.
Million.
That's all? That's
now,
all
while
Smash
those other two
competitive?
Bands are playing, I might go off and get a funnel cake. I'm not going to lie.
Right. No, Blossom, I've seen the Gin Blossoms 1,000 times.
How? Why?
How? Well, why?
They're from Tempe, so they perform every other weekend in some local event there.
I did not know their origin story.
Yeah.
I'm all aware of that.
Let me give you a few EP stories here since we're all into the music and everything. I wanted to talk about this 2 days ago, and then I forgot.
Nuh-uh.
But this really irks me on some level.
Does it irk you more than Wustizen?
No.
I don't think anything irks you more than that.
That just really, really upsets me. We've abandoned the correct pronunciation of his name. But this one is pretty close.
All right.
I'm Team Zoe Kravitz on this.
Okay. Yes.
Who is she?
Doesn't even matter. Obviously, the daughter of Lenny Kravitz.
Kravitz, massively overrated, in my opinion.
So, Zoe Kravitz, an actress, and she's working on a movie with Channing Tatum.
Okay.
And I don't know that they're dating or anything, but he claims that they went out for drinks one night, and he was wearing Crocs.
Okay. Very
and
comfortable.
She said,
yes.
Look, Channing Tatum's a good-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
You can never do that again.
He's Magic Mike.
You said you can.
Is he Magic Mike or is that Matthew McConaughey?
She croc-shamed him.
Okay.
He's
and
probably
she
not
said,
Magic Mike.
Your guys should not be wearing Crocs.
Okay.
And it tilts me when I see dudes. Now, I do have one caveat.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a doctor.
Okay.
Or I guess if you're a nurse.
Yeah.
Okay. and you're in a hospital setting. Now, I would just say wear slides, like some manly slides.
Yeah, because your look is so great. Socks with slides.
Well, I don't want to show you my hurting toes. I'm being respectful.
Understood.
Okay. But I would wear slides if I was a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if I was an MD.
Yeah.
Silly. But otherwise, average guys that are like at CVS or Safeway or you're probably Cody, you know, you can't wear Crocs.
Yeah, but you know what? They've made a comeback with kids because my youngest son got a pair of white Crocs.
I know. Listen.
And he's 16, 17.
Yeah, he's about to turn 17.
I wouldn't allow it as a father. I wouldn't allow it. I wouldn't let my daughter play football, probably. I'd say he probably shouldn't. I wouldn't let my son wear Crocs.
Okay. And that's a personal decision.
I wouldn't wear Crocs. You will catch me dead. Unless all of a sudden I became an MD and I was performing heart surgery. Then I could say, okay, Crocs appropriate. Where do we stand on Crocs? Cody? Oops, my camera. Anybody else just adjust their camera live on TV?
I own a pair of Crocs. They're actually really comfortable.
You struck me as a Crocs
guy. But it's like
guy.
When you're going out to get the mail, you just throw them on.
Right. Yeah, but that's what
super
slides
cheap,
are for.
But they're super cheap, though.
They're not these.
But I'm not taking those nice pair of slides to the beach.
Those aren't as comfortable.
I'm taking my Crocs
these
to the beach.
These are super comfortable. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they slip on and off your feet. I mean,
they don't. These are manly. Crocs are wussy.
Those are manly?
Butt manly. Butt manly. Yes. This is the appropriate attire for. First of all, if you wear sandals, we can't even be friends. If you wear Crocs, probably, you know, I just don't
respect
you.
What's the difference between sandals and those?
Sandals, it's like granola-y. I'm just not into like a sand. Now that, listen, I know people.
So hold
like,
up, I was right. Channing Tatum was Magic Mike. So she,
correct.
To go back to the story, she shamed him
she
for wearing Crocs.
Shamed him. She said, you can't wear Crocs. You look like an idiot.
Well,
and she's a
why should he care?
You know what he said?
He's Magic Mike.
He said, you're right. I won't do it ever again. So that's where I stand. Dravy,
Channing Tatum,
are you
a little bit wimpy? Not Dravy, willing to stick to his guns.
I believe you'd be with me on this.
Oh, I hate Crocs.
Yeah. On guys. Well, and my daughters wear Crocs to their volleyball tournaments. They wear Crocs to the pool. No problem.
No, they look goofy on everybody.
I have no problem
guys
with girls
should,
wearing.
Guys should wear slides.
Guys should wear slides.
Like, you know, a hooper.
Right.
Well, walk on the basketball court with his socks and slides on. You look legit. You can tell they're a baller.
Right.
Some of you came on wearing Crocs. Scrub.
When you see me in the Kensington Safeway, yeah. I'm going to be in my socks and slides. 100%. Never, ever would I put my foot in a Croc.
So wait, what do you think when you see guys wearing flip-flops?
Flip-flops are fine. I'm actually a little envious of flip-flops because my toes are so ugly, I can't wear them. I can't wear them. It would be abusive. Cover those things up. It would be a crime against humanity. So I can't wear those. Those are fine. I don't have a problem with flip-flops. When I talk about sandals, I'm talking about like Jesus sandals.
I got Birkenstocks.
I mean, if you wear those, we're not going to be friends.
By the way, Birkenstocks also.
What?
Super had a big comeback. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm speechless.
EB, we have to make a decision here.
Yeah.
We can either do part two of the entertainment page next, but we do have our branded QB quarter of.
Well, why don't we do QB quarter of, and then we could jump back to 9:20 after Coach Patsos. We can do EP.
Sounds like a plan. We'll do that. So QB quarter of next here on the Junkies.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. Got Jimmy Patsos joining us coming up in 15 minutes. Odyssey NBA insider, former college hoops coach. Former Junks TV guest, I believe, back in the day.
I believe that's correct, yes.
I think he came out to the Green Turtle when we did a show from there.
Oh, is that right? Yeah, I do remember that.
Sat down with us for old Junks TV. So he'll come up in 15 minutes. We'll talk some NBA playoffs with him. Talk about the Coach Geyer's Cakes and I were talking about this during the break. Like, I don't have the list of the seven teams that have vacancies right now, but if you were like a silly head coach who's desired by many teams, I wonder where Washington falls in the pecking order. Like,
give me just off the top of your head. I mean, well, obviously Dallas
is one with Luka.
Celtics,
Portland. You've got Dame, Celtics, you got Jason Tatum. I understand you got Westbrook here, but as Cakes mentioned, Westbrook's only got 2 years left. He's a bit older.
My rallying cry would be this.
And you got,
we're better than Orlando.
I think this is a coach's graveyard, so I personally would never
pick it. It's down the list.
I would never pick it.
And then, you know, if Milwaukee doesn't beat Brooklyn, everybody says that Coach Bud will be fired.
Yeah.
I mean, you get Giannis there. I mean, like, they're just all better teams.
We'd be last. And I also
it might be better than Orlando. You might be right.
Absolutely.
Although Orlando, don't they have like the third pick in the draft?
Not sure.
If that means anything?
All I know is Ted paid the last guy $35 million. So that would make it attractive.
That makes it attractive, right? Because they're going to retire you. See, right. I would disagree with John. I'll be stunned if Scotty gets a head coaching job, like, you know, in this round of hires. I'll be stunned.
If there's six or seven jobs available, he might get one.
It is a good old boy network, but, you know, I'd be stunned.
I slept on. So you also have the Pellies are open because they whacked Van Gundy after 1 year, so you can coach Zion. Now, Zion apparently wants out.
He does?
Yes.
What's the rumors
about, like, his family's show. He might want to end up in New York. Who knows?
And what's going on? There's something going on with Dallas too, right? Like, Cuban's denying all this, that Haralabob is like meddling too much or whatever, right?
He's former gambler who's
Haralabob, an analyst guy, right? Former mediocre poker guest.
That's Cody Betts' dream to ascend to the top of, well,
so anyway,
MLB
what's more
franchise,
attractive,
of course.
Celtics or Wizards? Probably the Celtics because they have two stars.
Every
two,
one of those
who
is
younger.
More, everyone, I'd take Orlando over the Wiz.
The Pellies, you got Zion, you've got Brandon Ingram. I don't know. I don't know that I love that. But Pacers, okay, maybe you could say the Wizards are more attractive than the Pacers. Their best two players are Sabonis and Miles Turner. I would say our best two players are better than them.
I don't look at it as who their current roster is as much as I look at their history of the franchise.
Okay, well, what are the Pacers? I don't know. Have the Pacers ever won a championship?
Well, they were when the Reggie Miller years, they were always in the mix.
That was 25 years
ago. They were always in the mix.
All right. They've
proven they can compete.
They've been
We're never in the mix. We're like one of the worst. We're quietly one of the worst franchises
in all
of professional sports.
All right, we need to get to QB quarter of.
My music,
it's
please,
such an
Cody.
Important segment.
It is. And it should be sponsored, too, by the way. That's the next frontier, Drab. Segment sponsorship.
Quarterback quarter. Can he hear me or no?
Yeah, what's up?
What about calling it quarterback quarter? You don't like that?
No.
Got to be quarter of.
It's QB quarter
cakes,
of.
It's Cakes' segment now, and he likes the name. So for now, it's sticking.
I like QB quarter of. Kind of like it.
You do like it?
What is your alternative?
Quarterback quarter.
No, it's terrible.
Why is that terrible?
It just doesn't flow
that well.
It's
just quarterback quarter. It's just
QB quarter of flows better than quarterback
quarter.
Or whatever, QB quarter. You're getting caught up in quarterback. I'm just saying, ending a sentence on of...
I know, it's unique.
Worst
you don't like a dangling participle.
Yeah, we got a free. Is that what it is? Is
dangling participle.
Are we diagramming participle? Hold on. Are we diagramming sentences all of a sudden?
No, but I mean.
What are we doing here?
I mean, there are some fundamental grammar things that I do like to follow.
All right. The most important thing is that the segment is not sponsored.
I'm going to do entertainment page
of. That needs to be rectified.
Of.
All right. Your lead story. On QB quarter of, which is still the official name of the segment,
yeah,
is that Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes are going to share the Madden NFL 22 cover.
Is that
I'm
the
sure
first time?
Drab t-shirt is going to run out and scurry out and buy as quickly as he can.
Is that the first time that two guys have been
not.
On the cover of Madden?
Ooh. Do you know who shared the previous cover? Well, clearly
obviously
you don't.
Can you give me what era? Like how many years ago?
I think it was about... Roughly 12 years ago.
12 years ago?
Yep.
So let's go Brady Manning.
No, not quarterbacks.
They're running back.
No, one's a wideout, one is a safety in a huge upset. Larry Fitzgerald and Troy Polamalu in Madden 10.
Wow. Right.
So this is the first time they're doing
it. All right,
here's
a question
for
you.
Quite a while.
Will John Madden still be alive when the fall football season kicks off?
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes?
I mean, I don't know. Do you have some entertainment news info? Is he on the brink of
death?
Were
you not here when we showed the picture of him in the nursing home? He looks so
terrible.
It was a depressing picture. Yeah. I didn't want to click on it initially. I waited a day or two.
Then you did. And then what did you think? Ronnie Lott was visiting him in the nursing home, clearly.
I thought, first of all, I feel bad for John Madden that he's winding up there. And then, of course, I thought about myself. I said, well, one day, I'm going to be the
if you're lucky.
Guy. Yeah,
if you're lucky.
I'm going to be the guy sitting in the walker slash. You know,
he doesn't look that bad.
Come on, dude.
I understand, but he does not. The way that you just described it, I pictured a lot worse than that.
Well, that every day is a miracle from here on out for him.
Why?
People
don't live like that for years.
Oh, my God. Do you know what the average stay is in a nursing home?
I do not. Do you?
6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it's Bone Village. that's your next stop.
Exactly.
All right, let's get off the death, okay?
Right. Sorry.
So Drab's going to buy 10 copies of Madden NFL 22 because it's got Brady and Mahomes sharing the cover. The two goats.
Nice. I'm sure I'll have it, too. That's the one game that my son and I will play together. We play, I forget what it's called, but it's like a blitz game where it's a really quick game.
Yeah.
And you have to win 5 in a row against random people, and then you become like the champ.
Superstar KO.
Yeah, we play Superstar KO. That's what it's called.
Drab, you came up with that rather quickly.
I play it too.
That's a little.
I like Superstar KO. It's fun. It's quick. It's easy. We usually get pummeled by like the third game.
Justin Fields will not begin the season as the Bears starter, but Andy Dalton knows it's only a matter of time. Dalton apparently has been an open book for Fields. Fields said Dalton and Nick Foles both have served as mentors since the Bears used the first round. Draft choice on him in April.
Being the anti-Brett Favre, the
right.
anti-Aaron
Rodgers. They're helping the young kid
right.
you know, find
and
his
I
way.
And I actually think this is a huge favor to Fields. No reason to throw him to the Wolves in week one. Let the kid marinate. And I know that they probably won't even make it to the bye week before they throw him back in, but I think it's good. Waiting is good.
So the Bears, they're going to be scuffling with the Lions for the bottom of the NFC North because most people have the Packers if Aaron Rodgers returns and or the Vikings.
Did you see the latest 1-2. Number I saw on Aaron Rodgers, the chances of him ending up as Denver?
What's
some,
that?
One guy? Somebody said 60-40.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man. And did you see, do you guys, Jay Glazer, do you guys like think Jay Glazer's a BSer? Or do you think Jay Glazer's
no,
like
he's very connected.
Pretty plugged in.
I think he's pretty connected, right?
Yeah.
He says, I know for a fact he still wants out. He said that, I think, yesterday.
Nice.
So, I don't think this is just, like, Jason just thinks, oh, he'll be there. It's all money.
Well, it looks
maybe.
Like it's going to drag into training camp.
Maybe.
And if it keeps dragging into training camp, then the Packers might start buckling. Yeah.
Takes, you sleep on the Bears, who were a playoff team last year. They may not be bottom dwellers.
I do sleep on the Bears. I officially disrespect the Bears as they're presently constructed.
They're the Bears.
Hey, by the way, it looks like
they're the Bears.
It looks
like
Jason
that.
Put in a bet. Just got a text from him. So our parlay has expanded, and we can now win $8,208.
Did you know Jason was putting in a bet?
I just got it right now.
How did he jump into the bet?
He jumped in because I told Drab this. He kept complaining that he's got to get in Virginia.
So you had Jason put it in?
Yeah, I texted him all the plays, and then he put in his own in.
Woo! Yeah. We'll tweet this out at Chunks Radio. $8,000. Tasty.
How bitter are we going to be if the five of ours hits and Jason blows it for us?
Oh, although Jason always takes a favorite.
I'll
looks
be
like
the one that blows
he's
it.
Got Trevor Bauer against some pitcher named C. Smith. Dodgers to win. He takes a big favorite. Minus 230.
It's fine.
That's fine. That, right. Hopefully that shouldn't doom us.
Right.
The one that should doom us is like me and Drabby. Drabby took like a plus 1,000, right?
Yeah, I'm grasping.
All right, I'm just saying. I mean,
Drab said Germany just lost 6-0, and he has them losing 2-1.
Oh, 6-0.
6-0.
Well, it was last year. But
oh, hold on. In the Drabby's bet, you have to nail the score?
Yes, exact score. That's why the odds are so high.
I get sized for exact scores, if you haven't noticed.
It's sized for long shots.
He loves to do that in tennis.
I haven't noticed.
Yeah. Yeah. He loves to bet blindly on pole position.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Your final story in QB quarter of Browns offensive coordinator Alex Van Pelt says Baker Mayfield is playing with more confidence and operating within the system. Yeah, pretty hard to be good in the system when you stuff the ball into Nick Chubb's gut 25 times a game. I think Baker Mayfield, massively overrated.
No, I like Baker.
Personally.
I don't like him personally. I think he's a douche.
But where is he rated, though, Cakes? He's overrated for being a middle-of-the-pack NFL starting quarterback?
I don't know. I think a lot of people hype up Baker
Mayfield.
I think most
people Baker Mayfield as kind of a middling quarterback in the league.
I think he's good. I take him over Fitz, and I like Fitz. I'm high on Fitz.
Okay, but he's kind of he's probably below Kirk Cousins, who's not really a top tenner.
He's definitely below Kirk Cousins.
But he's better than your numbers.
Yeah,
he's somewhere in the middle.
I don't think he's peaked yet.
He's not better than Matthew Stafford.
No chance.
Right. He's middle of the pack. So is he overrated? I think nobody has him like as a top 10.
I think Baker Mayfield will make...
Okay, maybe not overrated. He's over-talked
about. I think Baker Mayfield will make two Pro Bowls in his career.
Okay. Oh. It's fine. Some numbers
I'll take,
Pro Bowls.
Take that bet for a whopping dollar.
Okay, good. Put it in. Hopefully we'll be alive to pay it off.
Yeah,
all right, coming
nice.
Up next, we'll get back into the NBA playoffs. You had Giannis and the Bucks win last night, forcing a Game 7 against the Brooklyn Nets. Got two Game 6s, elimination games tonight. Jimmy Patsos, NBA insider for Odyssey, joins us next. Here on the Junkies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.